the bill that was commonly called the bump stock bill was actually not as much about bump stocks as it was about every other kind of firearm. So I think there's there's bipartisan support, except on the most extreme levels of gun control, that perhaps we need to take a look at items like bump stocks. The bill that is most that probably will get some support is House Bill 4120. That's sponsored by Representative Barbara Wheeler, and it is very narrowly crafted. She got some assistance from the Illinois State Rifle Association, who clearly is acknowledging that bump stocks might be a problem. Now, we have to be careful that when we're talking about bump stocks, we actually understand what they do. It isn't actually a firearm. I'll call it an appendage of a firearm. So, it does. You actually have to put pressure on the bump stock itself in order to make it fire more quickly. So there, the person who's firing it actually does have to do something. So it does not make a firearm a fully automatic weapon. That's sometimes the way it's framed. But the other part of a bump stock is that often people who are physically challenged will use those to help them. So it can be an aid for people who are physically challenged. So does it have a use outside of a novelty item? Yes. Do we have to have them? No, we don't have to have them. What you do with a bump stock, you could actually do with your own belt buckle. Take your belt off and you could make it do the same thing. And without going into a lot of detail, I don't want to explain to someone how they can do that. But there are other means that you can do it. So on the particular bill was 4117. It would actually criminalize a otherwise law-abiding citizen who's just making some simple modifications to their firearm. For instance, I inherited an antique firearm from my grandfather. It didn't function. So in order to make it function, I had to have a gunsmith do a modification to the hammer and to the trigger. Once that modification was done, I could fire the firearm. That would then have qualified under 4117 for a potential felony charge because we made a modification to the trigger or to the it could be a firing pin. There's a whole plethora of things. The language in it was including but not limited to. And anytime we get a piece of legislation that says including but not limited to, that's a dangerous piece of legislation. So we have to be real careful with that.